What's up, my players and pimps? Welcome to another episode of Yeah, But Still. It's your host, me, Brandon Wardell, with your other host, Jack Wagner. And today in the studio, we've got a special guest. Guys, give it up for Patty Harrison.
Hey.
Patty, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Brandon, I see your mood is still flying.
I'm in a great mood this week.
I can tell that intro.
I'm flying. Riding high, and I'm feeling good. I'm a new man.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm a new man, and I joined Scientology. I think that's
why I've been in such a good
mood lately. Is because I joined Scientology.
Patty, we like to do a little thing on here, kind of our version of Nardwar.
Okay.
Is that his name? Yeah. Nardwar?
Yeah, Nardwar.
He's the funny Scottish guy.
Is he Scottish?
He's got the Scottish hat.
He has the Scottish hat, but he's not.
I've never listened to an interview, so I don't know. I assume he's Scottish.
I don't know. How does Scottish? What's the Scottish accent sound like? Do your best, Scott.
Oh, crikey, mate. Yeah, man. I'm from fucking Scotland, mate.
Don't touch me.
I'm Australian.
Anyway. You know, we like to do research.
Great.
Do our research and give our guests a gift. So we've been doing
a little bit.
So doing the research. Look, a bird has told me that you are a big stoner, really into stoner culture. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Me?
Oh yeah, you love weed culture.
Blaze it.
So I got you 10 tickets to the 40th anniversary of Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke.
Oh,
live
wow.
at the Wiltern.
Oh, wow.
There's 10 tickets right there.
10 tickets for...
You got 10 tickets?
Subject, I know you're a big Cheech and Chong fan.
Subject to availability.
And I thought you would like these.
Okay. Wow, this is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Spent a lot of money on those?
I've actually smoked so much weed that my family has... I actually don't know where my family, what they're up to right now, because I don't keep in touch with them because I smoke so much weed.
Oh,
and
wow.
I eat it too. I ingest it. oils and snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What? Is this?
You know, a lot of people
real.
A lot of people like eating popcorn.
Wow.
I just sort of, I have like a bowl of nugs. I have a bowl of nugs and I just sort of pop it while I watch a movie. I just eat a nug.
I do that too.
If I'm watching a flick, I'm eating nugs.
Please, do you like that? These are cost $0.
Oh, these do cost $0.
I don't know if they're gonna work.
I'll be honest, they're giving
them away for free at the vegetarian restaurant I just went to.
What?
Yeah. So.
Oh, man.
I actually didn't spend that much
money.
They're
just giving these out.
I don't know if they work. There's a pile of them.
Brought to you by Citibank.
Yep.
Experience more with Citi Private Pass. Exclusive access to the best in music, sports, dining, and more.
So you have to go is the rule.
And also...
Because it was a gift. You have to go to that event.
Me and 10 of my closest... I'm just going to bring my entire a cappella troupe with me.
Ooh.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you are... Patty is a member of the first... weed culture a cappella group.
Yeah, we...
They do slightly stupid covers.
We're all white. We are all white. Yes. We're all Aryan, and we all sing in a patois because that's our perception.
Well, that's
our
Sublime
racist perception.
With Rome songs. No Sublime without Rome songs.
Yeah.
Oh, it's exclusively Sublime with Rome. And what else? What else?
Yeah, we exclusively sing songs by white artists who sing in patois.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect. Full white.
Jack's a white devil, and this side we've got. Two half POCs, and that's one full POC.
Yeah.
But then we're also half white.
Add it up.
Right?
Yeah.
My dad's white.
True. Same.
Yeah.
What about your mom?
My mom's from Vietnam.
Ooh. Okay. So.
I call her
we have
Vietmong.
A full Asian in the room.
One full
happening.
Asian.
It's not the first time. We had a.
Filipino. People have been. I had one cousin from my white side come on the pod. Johnny Wardell, but people have been demanding
the Filipino
the
side.
Filipino side, but I am less close to the Filipino side. Of
what
my
is what is
family.
The what is the logic behind demanding now someone from the Asian side of your lineage?
Balance.
Yeah, bring balance to the force. I think.
Do you have any like any Asian cousins?
Yeah. Oh,
what are they like?
I mean. I too many.
Really?
I have too many.
Are they here cousins. Or in the Philippines?
They're here.
Okay.
They're here.
What's their vibe? iPad?
Oh, iPad vibes? Not, I wish I had a Swagapino.
Swagapino
family. Are you familiar with Swagapino?
I don't know. Okay, so there's listen, like I don't know what iPad vibes mean, and I don't know what Swagapino.
Oh, iPad stands for I'm Filipino and dope.
Yeah, this is a very specific part of the internet. It's Filipinos that like wear Supreme hats.
They like dress like Swizz Beatz.
Yeah,
like, for some reason. They like early specifically dress like Swizz Beatz.
Well, I don't know what Swizz Beatz dresses like.
He wears a lot of like sweatsuits and like sweatsuits, Tim's, you know, New York hat.
Yeah.
Like a little too big of a hat, you know, that's kind of how he dresses.
Can we play that game we were playing yesterday?
What game?
Real quick. Name like two people where if they were fucking, it would be like.
Oh, ooh. So yeah. if okay.
Yeah, this
Jack,
is fun.
If there were. Like two people who on Earth who if you found out that they were fucking it would just be the most insane. Like who are the two people on Earth?
Like if
that
it,
would
like
be
Susan
the
Boyle
most
and Chris in, Brown.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you found out that they were a couple. We were talking about this because of the Ariana Grande.
I don't want to talk about. I don't want to talk about that. But
that
sore,
was
sore subject.
Well, that's just an
sore
example.
Subject. We don't need to talk about that.
Sore subject.
Yeah, no, it's we just don't. We don't need to talk about.
I mean, when can you talk that. About that? By
we
the way,
we can't talk about it.
Well, that was just something that was very surprising. What about like Leanne Rimes and Genghis Khan?
Great.
Ooh,
great.
From the grave, Genghis Khan.
Yes,
that's a strong one.
Yeah, these are. There's no rules. What a, you know, come on, Jack.
Do you guys just want to play Cards Against Humanity on the pod today?
Yes. Oh my God.
That game is awesome sauce.
that is the random game.
I wrote jokes for it.
Really?
I did.
Were you in the room?
No, it was remote.
It was remote?
Did it through email.
Ooh.
Jokes or just statement, like, you know,
both.
It's like are you writing cards to just say like a lesbian?
Yeah, no, like saying like questions,
dinosaurs,
and then the
fuck.
Answers.
Yeah,
I like
Leanne Rimes.
I like a game that feels like a Family Guy cutaway.
Mm-hmm.
My life is one long Family Guy cutaway. I'll tell you that.
Family Guy was very formative for me and my sense of humor.
Is that how you got so random?
That is how I got pretty random. I would say my randomness also comes from watching that TV.
Yeah.
And
I
also,
I'm half talking dog and half evil baby. my mom is
sucks.
Yeah, my mom is Suey Griffin and my dad is Brian Griffin.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Do your best Dewey impression. I've got one. Too.
Lois, I'll kill you.
Whoa, fuck. Whoa. You are half.
Well, he's my mom. Yeah. So.
My favorite part of Family Guy is when like they're all like in the living room, they're all just like laughing, and then so that fucking baby comes in, that baby's like, wah, and says something nasty, and they're like, that nasty fucking baby.
This baby's fucking nasty.
Hey. Nasty fucking yeah. baby.
The baby
this
comes
baby
in.
Is cursed.
He says
this baby is cursed.
Yeah, what's going on with this show?
He says
right
baby's
here?
Cursed.
He says that he wants to fuck. He comes in. He's a baby, but he wants to fuck sometimes.
Brandon, a baby should never fuck.
Wait, I thought you liked
a baby should never fuck.
I thought you liked him.
No, I like when the baby says nasty stuff. I don't want the baby to fuck. That's disgusting.
Like,
that's
over the line, man.
But you, I don't
way over the line.
Oh my god.
Things just got a little weird.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I don't like it, actually. I only like when he says nasty stuff. But when when he talks, I don't want Suey Griffin to fuck.
Okay, as Brandon is saying this, there's a
Do
little
need space,
foamy wet
Patty?
Spot.
Should we have him take five?
Do you think...
I think you need to cool off. There's a little foamy wet spot in your shorts after talking about that baby fucking.
I've been nutting a lot.
Are you taking Zyrtec? It's probably that's a Zyrtec thing.
We are breaking the rules.
Zyrtec makes you come.
Zyrtec makes you come.
We do this thing where I'm not allowed to get horny until the podcast hits 10K on Patreon.
Oh yeah, he's been jerking off, not horny.
I've been nutting, but I haven't been jacking off. But I've been nutting a lot.
Aw, Brandon.
I don't want to.
Hey, I'm really sorry I called out your shameful nut.
Keep nutting. Every
nut.
We need a new
non-sexual
chair.
Nuts.
Do you have like a nut? Do you have like a
night a nut without, diaper?
Do you have a chair without nut on it?
Yeah, I have a lot of chairs.
I should be wearing a diaper for how much I've been nutting.
Stewie Griffin diaper. By the way,
random
Stewie Griffin and Boss Baby, I feel like are kind of a little too similar.
No,
don't you think?
It's
like,
not.
No, that's a bad opinion.
No,
fuck you.
No,
I love
fuck
Alec
you,
Baldwin.
Bitch.
You don't think Boss Baby ripped
Shut
Stewie
up,
Griffin?
I stan Alec Baldwin. I stan Alec Baldwin.
Oh, yeah,
oh
yeah,
my
yeah.
God,
you
honey.
You love Alec Baldwin.
Hunty, Alec Baldwin, yas. Alec Baldwin, mm-hmm. Eleganza, 2018. He's it. Like, if anyone mm-hmm. voices a baby, it yeah. should be Alec Baldwin. If anyone plays a baby in like the Broadway musical like adaptation, it should be Alec
it
Baldwin.
It should be Alec Baldwin. He should reprise the role for sure.
That's the only baby I want to see get fucked is Alec Baldwin on stage.
So
on simulated
wait, so now
sex.
You like it?
Huh?
Now you...
No, I'm saying if an adult is playing a baby, that's fine. But Stewie Griffin is a real baby.
Right, Stewie Griffin
so
is a real
okay.
baby. So it's like, yeah. But you want... You
Alec
think
Baldwin
you want,
dressed as a baby
you
to
think
get fucked on stage.
It's
and
wrong for Stewie Griffin to fuck, but you think it's right for the Boss Baby to fuck.
He's the boss.
You're reframing my sense in a
I
very
mean, I kinda,
pointed
I am, yeah.
way.
You're in the hot seat. I'm in the nut
I
seat.
You're
exactly, in the hot seat.
I told you exactly what I meant. I said what I meant, and what I meant was I want to see. I think it would be cool to see Alec Baldwin
mm-hmm.
playing Boss Baby. On a live adaptation on stage musical,
you want him
maybe
to fuck
on or
Broadway.
Off Broadway,
okay.
And he gets fucked unsimulated on stage. I don't think there's anything confusing about
is
that.
Is that? Are you nutting?
Huh? Oh no! Oh god! Okay, so I'm fucking I'm making a little foamy nut right now, thinking about Alec Baldwin getting fucked unsimulated on stage. Music by Andrew Lloyd Webber, of course.
Okay. No, oh, no, no,
oh, no.
No.
I'm really sorry.
God damn.
Oh, my gosh. It's just like a wad of foam. It's like.
I didn't know
well,
this
I guess
had
it's
happened.
Thicker than a foam. It's kind of like a top
and been, odd. You guys were hanging out yesterday alone. I'm not caught up on the whole nutting thing. This is new to me.
I mean, I'm
this
sorry.
Is,
what were you doing in that time? That
not nutting.
But what were you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Having a wholesome 4th of July.
How do you feel about 4th of July?
I love it.
How do you feel about it in the cultural context of this administration?
Yeah. I only look at it in the cultural context of still being mad about the Revolutionary War. And
okay.
I get pumped just thinking back to the time that we beat the Brits. I still, quite frankly, don't like them that much. I wish everybody else wasn't so forgetful. Because I think that's really what we should be... You know, it's part pride in our country. The other part is not liking British people, I feel like, is part of the holiday. And I wish there was more of that, you know? Those fireworks blow up.
I love British people, and I don't...
I mean, they made...
They didn't make shit.
They made
the first Office.
Yeah, they made a bunch of better TV.
I wouldn't say better. They shoot in PAL format. They shoot in a different frame rate.
Really,
it looks weird. It looks weird. Their DVDs don't work over here. They shoot in a very specific frame rate. I don't like it.
I'm not really an Office guy, but I am. I'm more of a Ricky Gervais talking about atheism guy.
I love when Ricky Gervais trolls Christians.
I've been watching a lot of Ricky Gervais atheism compilations.
Triggered much?
And it's not. I mean, it's. It's they're compilations, but they're also cum tributes for me. They're also I also do think of them as cum tributes, and I do not to Ricky Gervais atheism compilation.
I agree to that. I agree with that. I think, you know, if anyone mm-hmm. is out there nutting in 2018, it should be to the powerful, explosive words of, you know, radical king Ricky Gervais.
The picture where he's on the cross.
Yes,
and
the cross.
Says atheism.
Oh my god. Oh. And he's vegan too, right?
He's a vegan atheist.
Really?
He's a vegan atheist.
I thought that the picture you were describing was a bit And I remember, no, that is real.
No, that's a real picture.
I'm looking at it right now, and it's just so wild. I can't believe this is a professional photo shoot. It's him. He's crucified with a stand-up comedy mic. He has a crown of thorns. Yeah. Yeah. He's wearing bootcut jeans and like sneakers. He's wearing like those like black Reebok sneakers that are meant for people who have like diabetes,
plantar
foot
fasciitis.
Or something. Yeah. Yeah.
He, and I bet you he fought hard to keep those bootcut jeans. I bet you that was a hard choice.
Lucky brand jeans. Mm-hmm. And then atheist written in across his chest in blood.
I bet you those are bullhead jeans.
Cause you know, atheists, the most persecuted group in America.
He's an atheist, but he's wearing True Religion jeans.
Yeah. People are constantly bullied for being atheists. You know, chased down the streets in Britain.
Well, I mean, what we have to delineate is that he's not white. He's British.
That's true.
Yeah,
he's not. So he does get persecuted. He's not white. He's British. So he does actually feel a lot of societal pressure. He feels a lot of friction.
You know, big on Religious, the Bill Maher documentary.
Oh, yes.
I like that he's an atheist, but I come for the atheism, stay for the Islamophobia. Mm-hmm. With Bill Maher.
Yes, I love the way that he is powerfully Islamophobic and also just looks like he kind of looks like, have you seen those cave dwelling salamanders that are fully translucent because they never see light, so they're just like, you can see all their organs through their skin and they're just like pale white. Mm-hmm. I love that he looks like that and is Islamophobic.
Yeah.
Bill Maher kind of looks like Draco Malfoy's dad. Like not literally the actor that plays him, but like he could be in the Malfoy clan.
Yeah.
True.
He's
Trump. You know who that is? Voldemort.
Okay.
Yes. Let's take him down today.
Yes.
Trump, sir, you are a Voldemort.
I bet you he's going to at you.
And I have an Inspecto Patronus for you, sir.
What is it?
Hillary Clinton.
Your Patronus spell. Hillary Clinton.
And you know what, sir? Consider yourself co-fifi'd.
I regret voting for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I really regret voting
for him. Just like the hat. You just think it's a cool hat.
Did you guys know that I actually voted for him like multiple times?
Mm-hmm. How'd you pull that one off?
It's through a legal loophole that I don't want to share with you because I want to be able to do it again. I don't want you to know how to do it because I don't want other people to abuse it.
Disguises. It was you like wigs and, you know.
I voted for him over 3 million times over the course of 20 years. And added up.
It's a lot of elections.
We played we played Cards Against Humanity while you were
here.
Oh, wow.
Brandon won because he's got that random ass mind.
I do, and that's like the thing about this podcast is I do want to clarify you are allowed to be random.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to be random.
No rules.
If you want.
Just right.
If you want. You don't have to be, but
okay.
You woke up in a random mood.
I did wake up in
you
a random mood.
You did wake up in a random mood. We were talking about
that. Let's reboot this
that.
Real quick. Welcome everybody to the Random Cast. I'm your host, Jack. This is Brandon and a very random guest, Patty.
I'll have what she's having. Gangnam style. Gangnam style.
First topic of the day, guys. I want you to do a thing with me. Imagine right now a penguin with a spork.
Okay, that's
laughing.
Too much. That's
too random?
You got my
that's
ass laughing.
That's too
wait. What if it was wearing Nike Shocks?
Guys, have you ever thought about how a T-Rex can't pick things up because his hands are too small? That's funny to think about. If you think about it,
yeah. This is welcome to
imagine a T-Rex.
The Invader Zim cast. There are 13 episodes of Invader Zim, and we're watching all of them every day. And we every day we watch 13 episodes of Invader Zim, and talk about it.
The voices in my head don't like you.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I will say that my little sister was killed in an auto accident when I was 9 years old, and she was wearing a T-shirt that had a T-Rex on it that was that was holding a hairbrush, and it was, he looked really upset.
That's I mean, that's random. Really random.
Yeah,
that's really random.
That's randomly sad. I'm randomly sorry to hear that.
Huh? It's okay. It was a long time ago. But yeah, that T-shirt, I was like, can we get that out of the wreckage?
Right.
I want to wear that shirt.
Give me that.
That shirt is random.
Yeah. Honey, it was actually kind of a blessing.
It was. No, because she was buried in the shirt.
Oh.
They couldn't get the shirt off of her because a lamppost had skewered. Impaled.
So the shirt would have sort of...
Yeah,
it sounded like the shirt was ruined.
Well,
anyway.
An entire lamppost went through the front of the car and impaled her to the seat. So she was actually... she was buried, attached to the car seat as well.
Okay.
And not like a car seat. Like, she wasn't like a baby. It was just like a car.
Right. It went through her and the car seat.
Through the seat of the car.
Through the seat of the car.
And it, they couldn't remove it.
Fiscally speaking, I mean, is that...
She's an extra large
grave plot.
It was huge.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
They buried the car.
They buried the car.
They buried the car. And that's why you're naming your first child Yaris.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it was a Yaris.
You must be pretty well off, I assume. You know, old money?
I come from a very wealthy family. I do. Yeah. My family invented the word dang.
Oh
yeah. When people are like, dang,
that's another like that. Dollar in their account.
Yeah. So we did have enough money to bury my sister in the car she died in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but not enough to buy another copy of that shirt.
Did you ever buy that shirt?
I did this is real. Pedophile former stepdad who did not molest me but molested other people. we found this out like later that in his prior life he had done that. But anyways, he used to buy me big dog shirts all the time.
Wow.
Yeah, like every gift I got from him, I had one that was like, it said it was the Fantastic Four but as dogs, and it said Fantastic Fur.
That's really good.
It sounds like a good
shirt. And he
shirt,
got
though.
Me so close to sucking his dick with that shirt. I was like, so close. I was like, "Ooh, baby, give me one more. Give me a one as Venom." Like Spider-Man and Venom but dogs. I don't know what the pun would be there.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Spa-derman. Like it's like spider but like paw. Spa-derman.
Dog.
How about to catch a paw-ditter? You know, like paws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what
perfect.
If a dog was a pedophile?
Wait, let's explore this. Yeah. Random.
Have you thought about a sitcom called Pedophile Dog?
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
People don't know that Air Bud was a pedophile.
Those are rumors.
He could jump high enough to get his dick to the level of like a child's face.
Well, he would jump into
because he could jump
he
so high.
He just kept to jump. It's
yeah. They thought it was an accident that his. Dick
Why do you
kept,
think
like,
he
pushing.
Wanted to play on the basketball team in the first place? He was a vicious pedophile.
Yeah.
Yeah. People couldn't tell that he was 37.
Yeah, he's like because
he's a dog.
Yeah, he
in dog
he's
years
in a locker
too.
Room with
and
a
that was
of,
his excuse, yeah. quite frankly, through the whole thing. He's like, "Well, I look at it in dog years.
Yeah.
Seven-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Dog years. How old is that? Old enough.
Nothing
I'm
in
a,
the
I'm
rule
not a
book.
Pedophile.
Nothing
of
in
course,
the rule book that says a dog can't molest kids.
You know, it
that's
was
the famous line.
That's on the cover of the movie. It's like the little tagline.
Despicable. It was an open secret for a long time. People knew this about Air Bud.
That's what the documentary An Open Secret is mostly about.
They had to cut the Air Bud bits because he had powerful attorneys.
Yeah.
His legal team is stacked.
He had powerful attorneys.
Yeah. Aw. I love dogs. I gotta say.
I hate it when doggos molest kids. I hate it
doggos.
When a cute doggo do a molest.
What do you guys think of people using doggo?
I'm not pro.
I'm like,
I'm not pro doggo.
It really, I think it's not good, but
yeah, I think
I don't know. I'm trying to be earnestly trying to be nicer and not be so sarcastic, but there are things that I'm like, also, why am I trying to like something that I hate? Why am I trying not to demonize people who use the word awesome sauce? Why am I trying not to demonize people who use the word doggo?
Should be demonizing the people that use the word doggo. I do think that we should, if you hear somebody say the word doggo, you should.
If I was walking a dog and somebody called it a doggo, I would have my hypothetical dog sick them.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you know, that might be you could train that could be the word to sick your dog on somebody. It's just doggo.
Teach your dog.
Yeah, so when he hears it, automatically, maul. Maul time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. How to train your...
I'm on board to like put money into the research it takes to train a dog to do that.
How to train your doggo?
How to train your doggo? To attack people who say listening? Doggo? Did anyone see the new Jurassic World?
No.
Somebody's telling me about it last night.
There's a dinosaur in it that if you shine a laser at someone, it will attack the person you shine the laser at.
Really?
It's like a homing. It's really good. And that's if you could do that,
that
with a dog
badass.
For people who say doggo.
I heard it's a sad movie. I heard like a lot of
here,
people die.
I mean, you're here.
There's
to
literally
plug Jurassic World
too. Yeah, there's a because I did do. Me and Amber Tamblyn did the mocap for the dinosaurs.
Okay.
Yeah. But there is a scene where it's Bryce Dallas Howard and she's wearing a John Deere cap and she's watching a brachiosaurus die on a dock. It's like being killed by lava and it's like, and they cut to Bryce Dallas Howard in a John Deere cap and she's like weeping and it's the funniest thing.
I heard about this scene.
I watched in a long time.
I also, my friends who told me about that were just like, why is this scene in the movie they're watching? It's like a very sad, like, killing a non-carnivorous dinosaur. One of the nice guys.
Yeah.
Really, and they're just killing him.
The good guys?
Earth. Planet Earth. Mother Earth, really, having her sweet, vicious vengeance.
It really... And it's funny to me because you know that Bryce Dallas Howard, they're like, okay, so this is going to be a close-up of your face. And so in the scene, you're watching the brachiosaurus die on the dock. And she's like, okay. She immediately starts crying in her John Deere hat. Yeah, it's worth seeing. I think it's... I really didn't like... I hated Jurassic World. I thought it was sucked ass. I think this movie also sucks, but it was fun.
It was fun?
It's like...
I mean, you were fucked up.
I was really fucked up when I watched it.
Fucked up when you watch Jurassic World.
Yeah, but it was, I was just like fucked up like in the head because I'm like sick and twisted on all that Family
Guy.
Yeah,
you are sick and twisted.
Family Guy and a robot chicken.
Yeah, what I like about, I like Robot Chicken because it's like, it's sort of Family Guy with just the cutaways.
Yes.
If it was like, just Peter like, remember that time I fucked a transformer. But it's just if we just skip to the cutaways.
Yeah, I mean there was a lot of crossover because of Seth Green, so they did have a lot of Family Guy bits within the world, and they did a robot chicken bit in Family Guy.
I remember that.
Yeah, and that day I had to like sit down when I saw that. It shook me. I got really upset because I wasn't ready for it. But now I appreciate it. And I watch it every day.
Are you crying?
Huh? Yes. Yes, I'm crying.
Are you nodding?
Yeah, but it's a foam.
Yeah, it's a foam.
It's a foam from my eyes. So in 2018, my eyes are clits.
Yeah. Crying is kind of the nutting of emotions. This is something I've been... thinking about
working
for a while.
On workshopping.
Workshopping
in your Jetta.
In my Jetta, alone. I've been workshopping it. I've been workshopping it solo. I just say I like sit in the car and I, it's the car is off. and the sun is out and it's just, I'm just heating up, windows up.
Yeah.
I'm just
windows up,
sweating a lot.
Notepad out.
Notepad out. Crying is nutting.
Scribbling.
Emotions.
No. And then you scribble, you rip it up. You throw it out the window.
Yeah.
You throw the piece of paper out the window and someone walks by and they're like, hey, you can't just throw trash on the street. We all live here. We're all working together on it. And then you look at that person. Guess who it is? Amber Tamblyn in her mocap suit. She's just out of dress school and she had a bad day because mocap for dinosaurs is hard.
It is really hard.
She's like, Brandon, do you know what kind of day I had? She breaks down. You let her sit in the car with you.
Yeah.
She helps you.
I put on the suit. I put on the suit. She takes the suit off. I put on the suit. I pretend to be a dinosaur in the suit. In my Jetta. I'm in a full motion capture suit pretending to be a dinosaur.
Well, and she learns.
Amber Tamblyn is like, this is how it feels.
Well, she watches you do it and she learns. She was upset because she had creative block. And then when she saw you do it, she's like, that was inspiration she needed. She was like, wow. And then somehow through her experience, your creative block is also.
My creative block is gone.
I'm a creative.
I'm a creative.
I just want to stop real quick and say that I'm a creative.
You are.
Jack, are you okay?
Jack,
I'm just reading about Amber Tamblyn right now.
Oh.
I'm a creative.
About her
motion capture, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was curious.
Yeah. Have you seen that video of Benedict Cumberbatch in the mocap suit? I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. He did a lot of mocap work in that.
Oh, did he play like one of the homos in that?
Yeah.
Fucking homos. What a gay movie. I fucking hate that shit. Stop making movies about them. Don't center them anymore. Oh, but I do love Kevin James.
That's the thing, is it's Kevin James pretending to be gay.
I want to make... I'm going to write a movie called Gay Fag, and it's going to be Kevin James, and it's just going to be the adversity that he faces as a gay fag.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I want to hear more.
Well, so it's going to be Kevin James. The movie starts off, he's going to be like waking up and he's like, oh, and he like falls out of bed because there's got to be some slapstick because he's so fat, right? It's so funny that he's just like fat. So he falls out of bed. There's French fries everywhere for some reason. And then he gets up and then immediately his wife opens a door. His wife, played by Bella Hadid, opens the door and she's like, you are fucking gay fag. I'm leaving you. And he's like, wait, what? And then she runs out the door. He's like, what's going on? He looks at the newspaper. It says, his name in the movie is Doob. Yeah, it's Doob. And it's on the newspaper, says Doob is gay fag. And he's like, how did this happen? I'm not a gay fag. Yeah.
Front page.
I know.
Front page of the New York Times.
Of the New York Times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all hell breaks loose from there. Thankfully, at the end of the movie, you find out he's not a gay fag.
Okay. That's the, it's
he's
the
going
happy
around for a lot of the
yeah.
movie telling people he's not.
Yeah.
Defensively.
Well,
I'm not.
It's funny. It's like the idea of a man having sex with another man is inherently, that's a joke right there. That's like, it's most of the, you know, most of the movie is like, it would be funny.
Oh yeah. He kisses throughout the movie. He kisses a lot of men in it.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm like cracking up thinking about Oh my God. I'm just like thinking about him kissing other men. And
he's like, he's making like a grossed out face.
And he's so grossed out.
He's really grossed
he's
out.
Like, he's like pulling away.
Yeah.
His mouth is like going to the side of his face. He's
right.
Like, oh, I don't like this. This isn't what I like.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he ends up with, Gigi Hadid, who plays the girl who understands
him. Oh, great.
Yeah, she's like,
wow.
She's like, Doob, I know you're not a gay fag. I know lots of gay fags.
Is this the other Hadid?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the movie
this
starts
is the smaller
and ends
Hadid.
With a Hadid.
Different
Did they
Hadid.
Just buy their fame? Real question? The Hadids? They just bought it,
they,
right?
It
like
was,
they're just
they, that's insulting. That's insulting.
They're just rich, right?
No, I think...
It was talent?
Didn't Gigi Hadid became a model first, and then Bella Hadid kind of got famous from being around her, I think, and then they both became models.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I feel like they rich manned their way into modeling.
I mean, yeah, yes.
I mean, Anna Wintour called or said that Gigi Hadid is the bravest woman she's ever met.
Really?
Yeah, because she's like has wide hips.
She's Wait, like, is that
she's
a real quote?
She's curvier than models have been historically, and so that makes her the bravest woman Anna Wintour has ever met.
This is a real quote.
This is real.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
On the long list of people that Anna Wintour has probably met, especially. Also, she's not, her hips are very normal, are they not?
I mean, she's just like bodacious.
Also, I think
she's,
you know,
conventionally the hot, like conventionally fits every beauty, mm-hmm. checks every box on every beauty standard.
And that's,
which makes her very brave.
You don't think that's brave?
Huh?
You don't think that's brave?
I think that's really fucking brave.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Brave.
Do you guys, did you guys go to high school with kids who use the word gay fag?
Oh, yes.
Those were my favorite kids in high school.
Oh, like the gay fag, like
both
as a one word.
Yeah, as an insult. That was always very funny to me. That's why I've been using gay fag a lot, is because I just think it's so funny that like it was always kids that like if at someone's birthday party, people would be like roughhousing, and then someone would get roughhoused too much, and they'd accidentally get hit in the head, and they'd start to cry, and they'd be like, "Gay fag." It was always like them.
Yeah, I think that there were these two kids, the Remingtons, at Robinson Secondary School, who I think definitely said "gay fag."
Remingtons.
Yeah, there's this kid David Remington, and his profile picture was a picture of him and two Hooters waitresses.
Oh,
he
yeah.
has his like arms around
touching them, or
he has,
no,
obviously not. But he has like his two arms around them, and he's sort of hover handing over these two. Like,
everybody
Hooters
named
waitresses.
Remington has
and
that
then,
picture, by the
and
way.
And then somebody like commented like, how much did you pay them to take this photo? And then he replied, "They asked me to take this photo. All right, Kurt." He was like, "Listen, Kurt, they asked me to take this photo.
They took a picture with me. Yeah, that was on their phone.
They came up.
They texted like, me that after.
Please.
I bet you he had like his eyes were like welling up while he typed that. Not a full cry,
no,
but like,
they were
Kurt
for sure. They were for
like
sure. He was
carving Kurt's name into a hit list.
Yeah,
carving. Remember that was the number one thing people got suspended for. And
is carving a name in a desk
hit list in middle school for us.
Oh yeah,
this is like post Columbine. Like there was a whole wave. Like the post Columbine fear. Like I'm sure it's even extra now, but like, you know, angry kids make like a hit list as a. I'm sure as a catharsis
you.
Thing, you know?
Oh, yeah. That was
just like a to kill. Yeah. And like write down the people they don't like. And
well,
then
there would always
suspended.
Be that one kid that would like talk about taking over the world.
Yeah.
He'd be like, "I'm going to take over the world.
I'm going to burn down the school."
When he like writes names down.
I think that was like, I think that was a cultural aftershock of like Pinky in the Brain.
Yeah.
I think that's,
oh, I do. Yeah.
I don't know if there's any mad genius shows on TV anymore.
Right.
Where it's like, evil. So I think that definitely.
I think Pinky and the Brain and
Rick and Morty. Those are Rick
well,
and Morty.
Well, that's this is pre Rick and Morty though.
No, those are Rick and Morty.
This is post.
Time.
This is post Stewie Griffin. Stewie Griffin would kind of, you know, he was more of an evil baby in like the original seasons, and then they, as the show went on, they were like, "What if we just made him gay?"
Oh, Stewie's gay
that's
now on the show?
He
has
like
homophobic, or not homophobic, homoerotic like.
Right, there's
tendencies.
Like a lot of bits where Stewie Griffin is gay.
It's
really?
Kind of like, yeah, or he's just like feminine and like does feminine things. It's kind of like the alien in American Dad.
Roger,
like
Roger the alien.
More nuanced than Roger,
if
for
I
sure.
You think so?
Stewie.
You think...
Stewie's
more nuanced than
Roger the alien. Yeah, Roger's whole thing is that he's like
he's
cross-dressing,
that
gay,
he's
trans.
Have I talked about my cocaine sexuality on the pod, you think?
Cocaine sexuality?
I've theorized that there's like it's a sexuality that's purely based on cocaine. Like if you do enough cocaine, you become a type of, it's usually a guy where they just have like.
Where they're just horny.
It's like a horniness that you sense, and it's also a cocaine energy.
Yeah.
And you sense it's like directed at no specific gender or orientation of any kind. It's just like a raw
cocaine.
It's a creepiness, really. It's like, you know, a cocaine guy, they're like, "Hi, How's it going? You can't see it, listeners, but I'm doing kind of a creepy look at Patty. It's kind of like not blinking, like.
He's also.
They act like you know. They act like they know things. Oh,
yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah, you made her very uncomfortable.
See,
now.
No,
you
that's
are
actually,
on a lot of cocaine.
No, that's actually how everyone in my family looks at me. We have a really amazing cocaine energy in my family. No, I do. I don't. So I don't hang around.
A lot of agents. Have
a lot
that
of.
Type.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
There is like, because I think the cocaine energy is. It feels. Like more sexual because people who do a lot of cocaine are always like, do you want to go do cocaine somewhere? It's always like trying to like take you somewhere private to like, hey, you want to do it? So
the
it's
people that
like,
are like, I'm a creative.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, people who introduce those, themselves right like, away as creatives.
Yeah.
People who are on Tinder that are like just looking for models for a photo shoot.
Oh, right.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
a creative.
Instagram photographers. One of the worst type of human you could be.
Yeah.
Both of my dads are Instagram photographers. Mm-hmm. They're not
gay.
Let's
shoot some.
I just have two biological dads, and they're not gay.
They're Kevin
similar
James
to Chuck
and Adam
and Larry.
Kevin James and Adam Sandler. Yes.
So they raised you too. They just remind you all the time, like, hey, by the way, we're not gay.
Yeah.
And then they
what's gay?
Eat Philly cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
We're actually firefighters. We're not gay.
Yeah.
Wait,
we do
but
the
wait,
least
you,
gay profession.
Chuck and Larry died in the attacks of September 11th.
That's the end of the movie.
That made
they're
me sad.
Firefighters that they pretend to be gay until they're killed on 9/11.
That made me sad.
I know it's.
I want to talk more about cocaine sexuality because Jack was very excited when he brought it
up. Yeah,
and
you were pretty excited about.
Yeah, keep going.
Sexuality.
Was there more about? Just you said it's just a general vibe of like discomfort because you can't tell if this is like a sexual energy someone's
they're
like,
putting out sexual energy that's accidental and you just tell you look in their eyes they're thinking more things than what they're talking about for sure and you're just like you're looking at them and you're like I know this person's thinking of like some atrocious stuff right now like they're talking to you and like you kind of get the sense they're having some flashback to like a weird orgy they had you know like some like weird fucked up like mummification bondage
like a
orgy that's like
a coke
not
orgy
even sex
where no one came
I
yes
mean,
it's like not sexual at a certain point
right
I think I feel like that's just energy that people have who are like networky like it is
too.
Very like because they're trying to it's
right.
uncanny valley mimicking like warmth to attract you in so they can start talking to you about like your projects and what you do and like it's this
it's
very
a, it's
like
a very gummy smile
sure definitely and like people who I get this people trying to network and people who are like trying to fuck you have like the same energy because it is kind of like manipulation to like bring someone in and like get really close and like who are your reps like bringing you in and you think it's for the kiss.
That's we right. Example
this
of
this. Oh, we talked about this.
We
I
talked about
like,
this earlier. It's like there's people that are like
on. Yeah. You've mentioned the Tinder thing.
Oh, yeah. On Tinder. So I'm trans and if that's why I've been saying gay fag so much because I have the agency to say fag because
we should have mentioned that off top.
Fag.
She's allowed to do this.
Yeah, I'm allowed. But
allowed to say anything. Actually.
If you're trans, you can say the N-word.
What?
Yeah, that's you know, that was on Bill Maher's New Rules last night.
I love Bill Maher. Yeah. I wish him well in whatever lightless
say,
cave
he's
dwelling
one
in.
Cocaine energy mascot.
Oh too. Yeah, okay. He looks like a cocaine booger.
Yeah,
like
what
blown
were you
out
saying
of someone's
before we
desk.
Like distracted you.
Oh, I was just I was saying that there's like there have been guys on Tinder that are like. Will message that I'll match with and they'll message me and be like, hey, great to match with you. Not actually interested in trans women, but would love to pick your brain about getting into comedy.
Ooh, wow.
Like real bold.
Yeah.
No,
bold.
I'm not interested in you in this dating message. App, but I would love to have you give me some free advice.
I mean, that's actually giving free advice is actually like what makes me explosively nut.
Yeah.
So that is like a real, that's sure, my new sexuality,
like,
my networking sexuality.
Your kink.
Yeah. My kink is a cold networking, like very, emotionless networking.
How is the Tinder experience?
It's, you know,
I have personal reasons for asking. I'll explain later.
Yeah. I don't think Tinder's evil. I have gone through like phases where I was like, this is bad. I'm just meeting bad people. But I met my ex-boyfriend on Tinder, and he's really great. We had a very amicable breakup. He's a good guy. And we dated for like a year and a half. But I mean, of course, like there are people on there, it's like a sex app. So there are people that are there for that. But like, as you know, as a trans person, I put it like in my profile that it's like huge because I've had like so many guys. I mean, I get horrific messages for sure that are like just either hypersexual. It's like these guys who are like chasers, who are like secretly into trans women, but are like afraid to be, they're like embarrassed by it. So they're like
first.
Yeah, they want to. Yeah, and they don't like want to meet you in public, which is like, what is the incentive of this for me? Like, just your explosively sad, shameful dick, like to touch me with it, like sure. But and then there's like guys that are just like, didn't see that you were trans. That's disgusting. You're like, you're a man. All this stuff that's just like, okay. And then you like unmatch. It's just like, okay, guy. Yeah. And you unmatch. So. But it is like a cool way, I think, to meet people outside of like your social circle or your realm, or like, because otherwise you're just like meeting people. I don't know. I use it because it's definitely like, I keep saying as a trans person, it's harder to meet people in person. The pool of people that I have access to who are like okay with dating a trans woman is like much smaller in person. So it's like a wider net.
So. Like, there's no true way to explain why I wound up doing it, but I worked on, I was part of like this team that came in for Tinder to make the new features for trans people on there.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It was like, it was a very interesting experience.
Yeah.
But mostly, and I remember when it launched, people were like very confused by it, but like, I mean, mostly on the early stages, because it was like a huge problem.
Yeah.
For, like, everybody at Tinder. It was, I remember when everybody, when it launched, everybody's like 36 genders or something. Like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
The like, Colin Jost. He was like that. Yeah. He was the like person that led that charge.
He sent you that message.
He sent me a message on Tinder like, and was like, hey, I'm not interested. Would love to network. And we networked. And
but
now
I would
I
love
am
to
Scarlett
pick
Johansson.
Your brain about comedy.
Yeah. No, he,
those people got mad, but like what was interesting is that those people were the reason that Tinder went and added all of that stuff, like 50% of the reason, because there was like so many just pissed people.
Yeah. Oh,
and
no,
it was that. And then of course it was a lot of like focus grouping trans people, which is interesting.
Well, it was like
learn, my, like, how do you make it better?
Before that happened, my profile would get like reported all the time. Like people would, even
that
though I say that I'm like, it's like transgender, I'm transgender in all caps. People would be like, fuck you. Like you tricked me. And it's like,
is that the
no.
whole bio?
Yeah.
Like, no, it's just transgender, all exclamation points.
What's the bio?
It's my bio is like,
transgender, would love to help you with your stand-up
yes,
comedy.
I am a consultant for stand-up comedy in Brooklyn, specifically at the venues Over the Eight, Much More's, a lot, little small sandwich shops, that shit. No, it's like I'm transgender. And also like now you can put like that you're like transgender female, like all the gender options, which is great. And now my profile doesn't get reported, which is cool, because I think they know that now that like I'm sure people are still reporting it. I'm sure it just doesn't get like, because my profile would get suspended because someone would like be like, oh, and it's like, I'm not tricking you, I told you, like I'm not trying to trick anyone, I'm not trying to like do that. So wait, how did you guys meet? How did
we met at South by Southwest?
We met at South by Southwest 2016.
Literally, what? we met
in the theater.
We were wandering around and like knew who each other was. It was like, hey, and then we like literally went into a Toyota photo booth. They had like a 3D photo booth.
That was like the first time we first time we met.
We just kind of wandered around, and I saw you throughout.
We met seeing Drake at the Fader Fort South by Southwest 2016.
Was Drake playing?
Drake was playing.
I think I left before Drake played.
Oh yeah, you left
wild
before
thing.
Drake. Yeah.
Just hung out, did all the bad, like boring parts.
You came
like,
there
right,
for the
leave.
Toyota Yaris 3D photo booth.
The 3D experience.
Yeah.
Got some swag bags, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty.
Aww.
We did meet IRL.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually a funny, you know. How many people have you met IRL only? No internet.
I think a fair amount.
But you knew who each other were. Yeah. Did you, like, vaguely. Follow each other or?
I don't know if this is
following.
I don't
think we followed each other yet. I'll be honest. I don't think we did. Mm-mm-mm. We didn't follow each other yet, but we sure did. We did that day.
Do you have, do you?
In person friend request.
When you meet people, do you ever meet people that you know of that you don't follow? Like, you know who they are. They don't follow. You don't follow them, but you know they have following. And when you meet them, you're like, I think you're so funny. Or I think you're, I really love your stuff. I think you're so cool.
I'm never that nice to a person.
That's
so
good.
Rule that out right away.
You can always tell when someone like is like bold face, like just they know that you do something, but they don't know what really you do. So they're just like, you are killing it.
Yeah.
I don't like hanging out.
Vague,
yeah. It's like, anything that devolves into networking is icky.
Anyone that earnestly uses the word networking.
Oh, that's like, so that's a thing. That's, you know, we're going to start talking about the differences between New York and LA. LA, I've heard so many people earnestly like be like, I'm networking.
Yeah.
I'm going to a networking thing or I'm going to be networking later.
I'm going to that
and
party
I'm like,
so
what?
I can network.
That's crazy. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Right. It's just such a
New York.
Like,
they're like, I'm going to go out later and get addicted to a drug.
Yeah, in New York, they're like, I'm going to go to this party so I can have a slice of New York pizza.
Slice of spaghetti.
I'm going to go sit in my apartment and sweat.
Wait,
my
did you...
Unair-conditioned apartment.
Did you hear about Bella Thorne, that she her disease where she can't go out during the daytime or she dies?
Are you serious?
The sun can't touch her skin or she dies. This is real.
Wait, this is real?
They made a movie about it. They made a movie about it. It's about her real life disease that she has. She cannot go out in the sun.
Is it called Twilight?
No, it's the. What
it's
is this
real.
Movie
this
called?
Is real.
This you're, is a real.
You're exiting bit mode.
This is a real.
Is this real?
This is a real thing.
There's no way. I see that. I see suns out, guns out all the time from her.
Bella.
That's, there's no way. I've definitely. Seen.
Also, she's very roastable. But after I realized that Dan Schneider might have been in the mix in that life.
Well, Dan Schneider was not in the mix. She was not in the Nickelodeon.
I'm sure he
she was in the Disney World.
I'm sure that something happened that fucked her up.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure.
They made a mini doc about her called Midnight Sun, and it came out in 2018.
Stop.
And I'm going to read the synopsis
Stop.
Of it.
It's the Patrick it's her and Patrick Schwarzenegger.
It says
right?
Midnight Sun is the true story about Bella Thorne with a rare disease who must avoid ultraviolet light suffocates its Oh, wait, no, then I started to read a review.
It's a romantic but it is real.
Someone said, Midnight Sun suffocates its sentimental script, portraying passion without wonder, sacrifice without ecstasy. That's a mean
Did
thing to say about
Midnight
someone's
Sun?
Real disease. Huh?
Did you watch Midnight Sun?
I didn't get to see it.
Oh, you didn't get to see
it? I didn't get the chance.
Damn.
But I'm going to have the chance.
Well,
really
you're usually, I mean, you are a Bella Thorne stan. That's why we brought you on.
Yeah. People who know me say that I'm scarily close to pulling a Selena with her.
Mm-hmm.
A
that's
Selena
the,
situation.
That's the other part of
and
your...
And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that.
That's the other part of your Tinder
I'm not
bio.
Do that. I got rid of my gun. I sold it.
Bella Thorne
I'm
stan
selling it.
Account.
This is a Bella Thorne stan account. I'm Bella Thorne. Stan gender female. Where's that option?
Uh-huh. Where's the 37th option?
Oh my gosh.
You love her. You love Bella Thorne.
You know, I actually don't have any hate in my heart towards her.
You love
her.
Bella Thorne, you love her boyfriend Maude's son, and you love weed.
Who's Maude's son?
Oh, wait, you don't know about Maude's son?
Mm-mm.
Her, she has a white rapper boyfriend who, like, loves weed.
Where can I find me one of them?
Mm-hmm.
So, oh my God.
A white rapper?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, G-Eazy is single.
Aww.
So, I mean.
Guys, switching gears. I just want to bring up that my friend Alex Schwinn found this this new porn site. It's like a hipster porn site. No better word than hipster. I can't think of a better word for
that. It's called fucking vice.com.
It's called X Confessions. This porn, look at this right now. And they're called films, by the way, short films instead of porn.
Oh, wow.
The Feminist Man, this is called. I'm going to read the description. is there anything sexier than a feminist man who could lick your pussy real good and who could also sustain a conversation about Judith Butler? Intellect is a total turn on, especially when it's embodied in a tall, handsome man in glasses with a PhD in gender studies. Mm. It's the end of my bachelor's degree, and I've just submitted the most glorious essay I've ever written. I got an A+, but I still managed to find an excuse to go see my professor in office hours. I'd love to hear his comments about my work, but most of all, I'd love him to congratulate me with gestures in his sunny office on top of my desk with the door shut.
I mean,
are you foaming right now?
It is so antithetical to
the
be
feminist
like
man. It's called.
It's so antithetical to be like I need a nothing sexier than a smart man who is tall, Like, we gotta end the tall fetishizing for men.
Because
all the most evil men I've ever met are tall, and they use it as a weapon.
I mean, as a 5'9" man, I want to say that I agree wholeheartedly.
I don't think if you are tall, you are evil, but I think the taller you are, the more likely you are to be evil, and how evil you are exponentially explodes the higher you are, the closer you are to the sun.
I do think in terms of like men that are 5'9", they're all good. They're all good guys.
That's the sweet spot.
How tall was Hitler?
I'm looking it up.
A 5'3"?
He was 6'10".
WTBN?
That'd be funny, though.
Was he
perceived to be short?
If Hitler could dunk?
But, it's not exclusively true, because they're also, like...
Oh, no.
Like, short people who get...
No.
Complex
no.
about it.
Is it what I thought it was?
No.
Is it what I thought it was?
Five, nine? No.
It's 5'9"?
It's 5'9". No.
Yes.
I knew it.
He was 5'9". Okay.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I take back what I said. I actually think we need to make more room in a conversation about tall men and the discrimination they face.
I didn't know Hitler was 5'9".
Dang.
No,
I had a strong feeling. I look at pictures of him a lot, and I was like, he looks about 5'9".
Yeah.
I look at pictures of him a lot.
Do you think he wore like flatforms or like sneaker heels, sneaker wedges?
Sure. He wore Nike pumps.
Yeah.
Reebok pumps.
He wore Puma Fenty by, or
yeah.
Puma by Fenty? Fenty by Puma?
Yeah.
Rihanna. Puma by Rihanna.
Puma X Fenty.
Did
pumps.
You say Puma?
Puma.
Oh, I thought I said Puma.
Puma. Puma.
I was like, have I been saying it wrong?
Pumps.
Wow. Feminist man. The feminist man.
In terms of 5'9" men, there was Hitler, but there's also Big Sean. Big Sean's 5'9". He has this line where he's like, I remember listening to the song a lot because it made me feel like pride as a 5'9" man. Mm-hmm. He goes, I'm on HBO with my entourage. I'm 5'9", fucking 9 to 5. And I heard that.
I remember
and I was
that.
Like, that's me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Representation is important.
Thank
you. You felt seen
in
mainstream
heard.
Media. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of feminism, I want to show you. I want to show you an image.
Okay.
And you tell me if this. What do you think of this? Because this is a feminist image right here.
Okay.
So what I'm seeing is Disney princesses in bikinis.
On Reddit. Reddit.com/pics.
Yeah. And they're all light skinned, white or light skinned women. It says Dapper Geek News. There is Snow White. There's Ariel. There's Jasmine. There's Belle. There's Pocahontas. And then there's
Pocahontas
the
is played by not a
girl
in,
from
oh,
not Tangled.
Native American.
Is that the girl from Tangled, or is that from
Frozen?
Frozen?
I'm not sure.
I think it's Tangled.
It's long hair.
Yeah.
It's Tangled.
Dapper Geek
yeah.
News.
That's
is providing this,
and they're all in bikinis.
This is feminist.
I
think
like.
This is what feminism
I like.
Is.
I like softcore porn for nerds. I exclusively jack off to E3 booth babes. And I jack off to E3 booth babes and
you're not horny
epic
for now,
cosplay. Yeah.
I can only fucking come if X-Play is playing in the background and Adam Sessler and Morgan Webb are giving their amazing
Adam
review
Sessler
of
Morgan
Doom 3.
Webb.
Yes, the
I
Doom
love
3
Lay
review.
Sexy Time.
Morgan Webb
wife.
Morgan Webb has an FHM shoot from back in the day that I was like all about it.
I think I remember that cuz I remember being like
yeah.
What are you doing?
All the G4 babes.
I like
Olivia
sex.
Munn on Attack of the Show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's a topic on
Kristen.
She's an all-timer. Kristen Holt?
Yeah, from American Idol.
About G4.
I fucking love G4
not
Tech
allowed
TV.
To get horny, so be careful.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well,
yeah, sorry. I'm not allowed to get horny. But
I was a big fan of G4 and Tech TV, and then when it merged.
Yeah, well, when it merged, it was like, well, Tech TV was like very pure. Tech TV, there was the screensavers with Leo Laporte and Kevin Rose, and it was like oh, here's how to fix a computer.
Oh,
and
I
then
don't
G4
remember.
And Tech TV like merged, and they added Kevin Rose to the show, who later created Digg.com,
yeah.
Digg.com. And he was one of the hosts. And then they added Kevin Pereira, and they got rid of Leo Laporte. They got rid of all the old guys on the show, and they turned screensavers into Attack of the Show.
Yeah.
And then Attack of the Show was all about being epic.
What was his name?
Kevin Pereira.
Kevin Pereira and Olivia Munn.
And
right?
Olivia Munn.
And then Chris Hardwick. Yeah, Chris Hardwick came in.
Chris Hardwick, your favorite comic.
Chris Hardwick is at the top of my list. My top five is Ali Wong, Hannibal Buress, Eddie Murphy, like Raw. That's one of my favorite specials.
Yeah.
And I got to throw in, you know, Chelsea Handler for sure. And then Chris Hardwick.
Okay. Yeah. You do love the Eddie Murphy specials.
Well, it's actually a tie between Chelsea Handler and Amy Schumer, and then
right.
Chris Hardwick is my favorite.
They're bad. They're bad. I mean, bad as in like they're bad. They're like, you know, they behave.
Girls behaving badly.
Badly. Yeah. Girls behaving badly.
Yeah.
But, Eddie Murphy wearing a red latex suit, and he's like
rampant homophobia.
If you have AIDS, you're gay as hell. And the audience is going wild. They love it.
I mean, yeah.
They're like,
for the right
he's
reason.
He's like, you got AIDS, you a homo. And people are losing it.
Well, it was a different time.
Yeah.
I think Eddie Murphy has probably made some emotional growth. I think it's safe to assume within the culture, you know?
Yeah.
He's been a part of some movies that are huge staples in my life.
Norbit, for instance.
My mom, I've never seen my mom laugh harder at a movie than Norbit. I went and saw it in theaters with her, and she was slapping me the whole time. Yeah.
She's slapping.
She's slapping my leg because she's laughing so hard. I mean, but not to derail, Chris Hardwick, as you said, my favorite comedian.
Where my nerds at?
Where are my nerds? What else?
Yeah, he would guess. I remember he would guest host Attack of the Show a fair amount.
Did you ever watch when MTV2 did the like music videos but with video game characters?
No,
they would remake music videos. They would take whatever games were kind of like coming out at that time. Like there's like a video that it's like Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Out, but it's the characters from like Star Wars Battlefront.
No way.
And it's like
them
doing or not Star Wars Battlefront. What was the big MMO like RPG Star Wars game?
Oh, Path of the Jedi or something like that?
No. Knights of the Old Republic.
Knights, okay, yeah.
Oh, wow.
They did a video of that, and it's just, like, really cool. It's, like, really cool. It's very formative
for me. I'm trying
to find
this right now.
Oh, man, I can't remember what that show is called. Yeah, I liked a lot of video game-based content. It was, like, the first thing I glommed on to when we got cable because we got cable around that time. And
I was
G4.
Very into G4 in middle school.
I loved X-Play. I loved Attack of the Show. I love Cinematech.
Oh, wow. You're going deep.
Yeah, Cinematech was great. And then there was like, what was Cinematech? Insomnia. There was Nocturnal Emissions.
Oh, my
God.
They
did the dirt, like where they would show sexy games.
Yeah.
At night.
Oh, I forgot about that. There was like a show where they would... Would they play like Extreme Beach Volleyball?
Yeah, they would
footage?
Show clips from that, Dead or Alive.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a show on G4. You're bringing back these memories that I forgot I had.
Yeah, or probably in an unhealthy
they
way.
They would show sexy video game footage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like Cinematech was basically just like a montage of like clips from games. It was basically just like game previews, which I loved. And then there was a version of it that would air late at night that it would show clips from like games where there's like breast physics or like
right.
jiggly and stuff.
Where it's just like jiggly.
Formative. CGI
which I think groups. Is feminist.
Yeah. Yes.
Which I do it think is feminist.
Yeah. Wait, are you or like have you ever been a gamer?
Yeah, I'm not. Recently, I've re-picked it up. When I moved to New York, I like left everything in Ohio. But I recently, like last year, got a Nintendo Switch.
Ooh.
But there's like no games for it. Like they come out so slow.
Right.
Because I had Zelda and I got
Super Smash.
No, that's not for Switch yet.
Oh, they don't have that yet?
No, it's coming out.
Brennan's
it's
not a gamer.
Out.
He's
it's not coming. It's
putting
coming
on
out.
An act right now. He's not a gamer. He doesn't know.
You're not.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. But I didn't...
A little thing we called gamer stolen valor.
I used to be. I always say, like, I'm not
People
a gamer,
is,
but I'm a gamer ally.
It's
and
not full,
I
it's not
used
full
to,
stolen
I
valor.
I did game. I did
I,
game
I
the
feel
past.
Like I feel like how you are about gaming is how I am about weed. Is that, like,
yeah.
I don't... I'm not... I wouldn't... I don't really smoke weed...
Yeah.
Unless I'm around other people and it's like offered to me, but I don't go out of my way to engage with weed. But I like to hang around people who are doing weed, who are doing marijuana pot, because that I like to like sit and talk with people.
Brandon's not like
you like talking with people that are.
Brandon's
hot.
Not actively stealing gamer valor. He's kind of like one of those dads that does. He has the parachute rope bracelet. He's wearing cargo shirts a lot, shorts a lot. He has like a Spartan Run shirt. Oakley's, he looks like a troop, quite frankly, and he would let people believe he's a troop, but not an actual troop. Like, you would let people believe you're a gamer.
Yeah.
You might even take steps to hint at being a gamer.
Well, because I know some of the words, you know?
Yeah.
And I'll use them.
What words?
Lay epic onage.
Oh, I just...
Pwned.
I just beat the level. I just beat the level. On my new game. And then people are like, oh, this guy knows what's up.
You're not a gamer until it's ruined your life a little bit.
Yeah.
I think,
until you
did it ruin your life.
Physical violence because of gaming.
Alienating. I did I moved. Yeah, I got I fled after a game related hate crime.
Somebody broke a chair over me over a video game one time.
Really?
Hit me with a real chair.
Wow. That's real. That's
over NFL
real.
Blitz. I won 2-1.
Oh yeah. Well, that game's very like.
I was playing NFL Blitz.
Too. I was an adult.
Yeah,
I was playing
adult
NFL Blitz on Dreamcast a lot.
Didn't people on NFL Blitz they caught on fire when they like you got like the players would catch on fire if you started
fast.
Running really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That. Dreamcast. Yeah, I
and
had
the
a
players
Dreamcast.
Could fuck.
You had a Dreamcast.
I was
okay,
a big...
Good.
I protested PS2 by getting a Dreamcast because everyone was getting PS2.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to get a
that
fucking
was me.
Dreamcast.
That was me.
And then no one else had a Dreamcast and
For
then
me.
It immediately
right,
died.
It was like there was online gaming capabilities.
Oh, it was a
but
great...
Like,
yeah. One of the best systems.
You couldn't... Yeah, it was so good. It was
but
so
the,
underrated. It was so slept on.
The only game that was like online though was like Phantasy Star Online. That game. There
right.
wasn't
That's
like...
I never even...
I got
played.
A Dreamcast in the best way possible.
But I would use the browser sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You could use
I would use the browser on Dreamcast.
It was like a whole to-do though to hook up the Dreamcast to the router or whatever though.
I never had video games as a kid. Parents highly against it. They always say like you could buy one if you get the money.
Yeah.
Of course, how am I going to get the money? I also
mowing
just
lawns.
No good no luck as a kid. Not much luck. One day, my dad has to go to Circuit City. It's nearly closing time of Circuit City. We go. It ends up being a new Circuit City. There's some kind of grand opening. There's a raffle. I enter it knowing that I don't win raffles. They call my name. And I end up going in one of those cash machines, mm-hmm. right? Where you grab the cash that's blowing around.
Man, I miss Circuit City. It was like this every day.
I was flying so high off of like being finally getting picked for a raffle.
Yeah.
Probably nobody else was entered in it. I went so hard. I probably grabbed every dollar in that machine.
Fingers bleeding.
I got like $600. And wow. I just went hard and bought a Dreamcast. All the games right away.
Wow.
And I played that shit alone.
I was like a huge Dreamcast guy. And I do want to say that somebody came up to, this is real. I was at a party on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy comes up to me. He's like, "Hey man, I just want to say I listen to the podcast. I love it. And I just want to tell you, you guys talked about the Dreamcast," and he like pulls up his sleeve and it's a Dreamcast tattoo.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, I'm so glad you guys talk about the Dreamcast on your podcast. Well, it's really important to me.
I'm glad you met a real gamer.
He's going to be coming to this.
He's going to be real excited about this.
What were your Dreamcast games? Like,
I mean, I love the Sonic ones that they had for it.
Oh,
they
yeah. Sonic Adventure.
They had this soundtrack that sounded like Steve Vai, which is like ripping guitar solos.
I mean, the Sonic Adventure 2 soundtrack is amazing. And I have like played Escape from the City. I've played it in the club before. I've played a song from the Sonic. We can play it.
I played the first one more than
play
the
Escape.
Second one.
Can you play Escape
but
from the
City?
But
that was the one with
real
Shadow.
Quick. It's on Spotify.
Okay. I'll pull it up. I got you.
It's easy to find. I have like dropped a song from the Sonic Adventure soundtrack in the club, and people love it because it's all, they're like, we're nerds.
There's like that, like the guitar, that kind of like guitar music that
it's
comes in Japanese
music.
Games where it's like,
it's Steve Vai style.
It's
like,
yeah.
Oh, right, here's a song, Brandon.
Yeah. Here we go. This is it.
It's like Blur.
Oh, yeah. Rolling around at the speed of sound.
Oh, yeah, this is way different.
Yeah, this song rules.
This is very different. This is more like ska punk. This is kind of like a Goldfinger.
Yeah. Moving ahead.
Wait, lyrics in a Sonic song?
Yeah.
I don't remember this one.
Yeah, Escape from the City is, who's the real gamer?
I mean, I don't think...
Escape from the City, you don't know any of the lyrics. I almost bought this album on vinyl at Amoeba.
Oh, wow.
I got very close.
You should have done it.
They have the soundtrack on vinyl at Amoeba.
I'm going to pull up the original Sonic Adventure soundtrack. It was like much more like wailing guitar. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is nice, but I'm more of a Sonic Adventure 2 soundtrack guy.
Yeah, this is more like butt rock. This is like Avenged Sevenfold. Yeah.
That's very butt rock. I mean, I remember there was other ones where it's just like wailing guitar. No lyrics.
Oh, yeah, the level music was
like
gorgeous.
This one is nice. This is beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is this from like
this
the
brings me back.
Like the beach?
High quality.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was also a Ready to Rumble guy. That boxing game, there was like the one guy with the afro.
Oh, yeah.
That game ruled.
Oh, I thought you were saying that he had a song. Because we were talking about music, and then you just kind of exploded. Into
well,
this,
I was
like,
just going,
tangent.
I was zooming back out into Dreamcast.
1080
Macro.
Snowboarding had a great
we can zoom
soundtrack.
Back. Yeah.
Shenmue. Shenmue had a really great score.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is that the game I'm thinking of?
Shenmue? The like most expensive game like ever made or
whatever. Yeah, it was the RPG.
Yeah.
The Sailors one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a topic. That's like should be the closing topic of this pod.
Yeah.
Is it was this really ambitious RPG translated from Japanese, and like I think the game didn't make sense at first. Like in Japanese probably didn't make that much sense, but then once it was translated to English it was even weirder.
Yeah.
There's a whole part in this game where you're like walking around the town looking for sailors and you have to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
Just like, "Hi, where could I find some sailors?"
And you have like, to go to like these bars.
Yeah. You go to bars like, "Do any sailors hang out in this bar?"
It's great.
Yeah.
It is.
Wait, I'm gonna pull this up too.
I did really love that game. It was like, I think one of the first games to use like real people's faces. Like they grafted like real people's faces onto these character models, so everyone looked really scary.
here's some sailor clips.
Sailors, I'll look for some. Thank you very much. Good luck. Hi, what can I get for you? Do you know of a place where sailors hang out? Sailors? I see them at night. We close at 8, but I often see them from just before that. I see. All of the sailors are big, you know. You'll know who they are just by looking. Where do they hang out? I would say they hang out at bars or some places like that. Thanks.
But you have to get in a huge fight. You have to fight a bunch of them.
Hello there, yo.
I'm trying to locate some sailors.
Sailors? Well, I see them around in the evenings. What do you want with them?
No reason. I just want to talk to them.
I see. I'm sorry, great. But I only see them sometimes.
I see. Well, see you.
Ooh. I like doing that in person from my day to day. No particular reason. I would just like to talk to them.
I'm sorry. I only see them sometimes in my dreams when I close my eyes. And in my waking life, I see them everywhere.
I've been thinking about sailors a lot. Do you know where I could meet a sailor?
But there was a female love interest, so it wasn't a gay thing.
Right.
Not gay. That's Shamu, not gay.
Nozomi?
Shamu,
Nozomi?
Colon, not gay.
I'm looking for sailors. It's not a gay thing. I just want to meet some. They're big and strong.
I need you to confirm that you do not think I am gay. And also, do you know where I can find some big sailors?
I don't think you're gay, Shamu. I don't see any sailors, though.
Okay. Wait, so it was Shamu...
Shamu?
Shenmue.
The game was called Shenmue.
I know it's not Shamu.
I don't even remember why the game is called Shenmue.
Right.
Because it's the character's name's like Ryo. And then it's about your dad. You're Japanese and your dad gets murdered by a Chinese guy.
Oh.
And the whole game, you're like trying to find this Chinese guy. And
I'm looking for a Chinaman and I need sailors to help me beat him up. It's not gay.
It's for ungay. I'm not beating him up because he's gay.
It's not gay, and it's not racist.
But I do need to find sailors.
Well, it's like in the game, it's the significance of it is like that you come from this like dojo of this like Hazuki style karate, and that the guy who killed his father uses like a Chinese form of martial arts, and he's in like Chinese silk. So, and it's like during the 70s or 80s. Mm-hmm. So they're like, why is there this like rich Chinese man? Like, and it's like, oh, the dad had like ties in China. He did bad stuff in China or something. I never played the second game.
Very complicated. It was like 4 discs long.
Yeah, it was a really long ass game. And a lot of it was just like you asking.
It was 4 discs long.
It was mostly asking
people
stuff.
Was this on the Saturn?
No, this is a Dreamcast.
This is a Dreamcast game?
Yeah. I had it on Dreamcast.
They made a sequel, but it was a Xbox. I think it was Xbox exclusive.
Shenmue 2. Yeah. Even more sailors. The entire plot next time.
I think that is it. I think, but they're Chinese instead of Japanese because you go to China.
Wow.
You at the end, the game ends. You go on a boat to China
with the sailors.
Yeah, with the sailors.
So he finds the sailors at the end
in a cropped pant, like low-rise cropped pant.
Sailors wearing shorts.
Yeah, and Born This Way is blasting.
Yes,
it's a Zed remix of Born This Way.
All right, folks. Ugh. We've done an hour and a half of material right
now.
Wow.
Should I think the time has come. Patty, do you have any plugs?
Should we cut the covfefe stuff?
Yes.
I think we should maybe cut the covfefe stuff.
Oh, of all the stuff to cut.
Of all the stuff to cut, I think we cut the covfefe stuff, yeah.
The covfefe stuff. I would plug, I have a podcast called A Woman's Smile that I do with Lorelai Ramirez, and it's a podcast about womanhood and beauty and beauty tips, and it's just a really wholesome podcast. And that is available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And it's just, it's nice to be able to talk about like womanhood as a woman.
It is. I was telling you about the podcast.
Yeah, I heard it's really good.
It's a great, it's wild. It's a great pod. It's a wild pod.
Yeah. If you do listen to it, you do become a woman. It's my caveat. Yeah. And, I also have a show. If you're in New York, I have a show at Industry City on August 30th. It's called It's a Guy Thing. And that's about being a man. So I have a podcast about being a woman. And then I have a show about being a man. That's a live show. So, yeah.
Duality.
July 20th, I'm going to be at San Diego during Comic-Con at American Comedy Company, and Zach Fox is opening. Please buy tickets to that. I think this comes out on Monday, right? So that's my only plug. That's my plug. It's July 20th, San Diego, during Comic-Con, American Comedy Company, me with Zach Fox opening. It's going to be a good show.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.